Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
There are too many unusual things going on. The government admits they're unusual, be they drones, be they spacecraft that responsible people have talked about seeing, and they're saying they can't talk about it.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Big goings on in Washington, D.C. today. In fact, you could argue, Vince, that all eyes will be on the nation's capital this morning.
I see what you did there.
President-elect Donald Trump will be arriving in D.C. He's going to meet with some GOP lawmakers. He's also going to sit down with President Biden. Yes, the president inviting Trump to the White House today.
He wants to show the American people that the system works.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She says the president intends to demonstrate an effective transition, kind of a passive-aggressive way of saying, hey, here's what you should have done 4 years ago for me. Potentially. So what is on the agenda?
It's unclear what the two men will talk about.
You're looking well today. It's good to see you.
You think that's what it is? I think, you know, when you wake up and you have that meeting that you've been dreading for a while, right? Not that is not the case for either of us here at Good Karma Brands.
We love
all our bosses and meetings. But right, you're like, oh, that's today.
Biden's gonna be like, what's my 10 o'clock? That's my 10 o'clock. Anyway, so what will they be discussing? No, nothing like that. It's actual real stuff.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan that the two men would talk about domestic and foreign policy issues.
And CBS correspondent William James Inman there. He says they do have a plan. The incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, will not be there today. At least reportedly, she will not be meeting with the First Lady, Jill Biden, which I'm sure both are like, fine, we don't have to do photo ops all the time. Meanwhile, some breaking news this morning from the New York Times. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is intending to resign. He will step down before Trump takes office. So it's not going to necessarily happen today. But the Justice Department is now evaluating how they're going to wind down his election-related cases that he had in place. And he will step down. So he will not give Trump the chance to fire him. Instead, he will step down.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News Time, 7:14. Remember, coming up at 7:20, we're going to have the chair of the committee investigating whether the United States knows about, has interacted with, and even has alien tech in its possession. Another hearing ahead today, that interview with the chair of the committee, coming up at 7:20. Sports is up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
That's how you do it, Bucks.
Three-pointer on the way. Brooke Lopez couldn't hit. Porter with a rebound and the stick back. Count that, baby. The Bucks will take those points into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and the Bucks will take the win, beating the Raptors at Fiserv Forum 99-85.
Fresh off a resounding victory against Toronto, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers knows there's still plenty of work to be done. He can already visualize the ideal version of his squad.
What is the best version of this team from an on-court perspective?
Getting in transition on misses, you know, being a better rebounding team, controlling the offensive glass, getting to the free throw line is a big thing. The one thing we have not done this year was gotten to the paint. When we drive the paint, not just Giannis, I mean, Giannis gets to the paint, but everyone else, we're a much better basketball team. Then the last thing is the team that defends the three.
At Fiserv Forum, Dylan Hunter Carter, WTMJ Sports.
So the Bucks get a win they badly needed. They also start the in-season tournament group play with a W as well. Giannis with 23 points and a season-high 4 blocks. Damian Lillard, by the way, sat out concussion protocol. Doc did indicate, though, that he could be back tonight. So the Pistons are now in town. Milwaukee and Detroit from Fiserv on WTMJ Radio. 7 p. tip. Buck shoot around starts at 6.
Two stories from the world of golf.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
USGA, United States Golf Association, offering early ticket opportunities and a holiday offer to members for the U.S. Women's Open that comes to Erin Hills. That's in Washington County, May 26th through June 1st of next year. Tickets start at just $25 a day. And if you buy more than $100 worth or more, they'll throw in the holiday ornament this year, E, which is real nice.
Yeah, what is it?
Find a spot on the tree for it. Okay. It's got the Erin Hills logo in it.
Very nice.
2025 U.S. Women's logo.
So I got that going. But is nice.
Volunteer registration for the PGA Tour Champions golf event in Madison this summer is now open. American Family Insurance Championship, remember, moves this year to Steve Stricker's home course, TPC Wisconsin.
Hey, I played your golf course, TPC Wisconsin. Yeah. And
how'd you do?
Too damn hard, man.
Real conversation I had with Stricker. Here's how it works. With these golf events, they always ask for volunteers. Volunteers have to pay for that opportunity. That's pretty standard for all these major golf events. So there's a fee when you register, but they throw in a ton of perks to make it worth your while, including parking for the tournament, you get some clothing to wear, meals, guest tickets, etc. They're looking for about 1,000 volunteers. They come from all over the country to do it. People from as many as 16 states have volunteered over the years at this particular event. Interested parties can check the tournament website, and this one's right on the heels of the Women's Open, the American Family Insurance Championship, June 2nd through the 8th.
Get dressed, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
Aliens next. So you remember that scene in Independence Day, right? The alien movie, they came to destroy Earth.
Regardless of what you may have read in the tabloids, there have never been any spacecraft recovered by our government.
Mr. President, that's not entirely accurate.
Yeah, well, the movie is fiction, but the story may very well be real. There is sworn testimony before a congressional committee that meets again today in Washington.
The subcommittee hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, will come to order. Good morning and welcome to the most exciting subcommittee in Congress this week.
And once again today, the voice you hear there is Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman, who chairs this subcommittee and later today will gavel in another session in the House titled Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena Exposing the Truth. Congressman Grothman on his way to the Capitol right now, live from Washington. Congressman, congrats on your reelection.
Thank you very much. Actually, this will be a joint hearing today, so it'll be me and Nancy Mace from South Carolina co-chairing it. But thanks for the congratulations on my election. And as you said, we're walking across the square today preparing to meet Donald Trump for the first time since the election. So that'll be kind of cool as well.
Well, let's get into the subcommittee that you chair and the joint hearing today. You've had sworn testimony before your subcommittee, Congressman, from members of the military defense apparatus who have said not only is there intelligent life beyond Earth, but that the U.S. has known about this for decades, that we've interacted with that intelligent life, and may even have reverse-engineered some alien tech. Did I accurately cover all of that, and do you believe that testimony before your committee to be truthful?
I'm not sure I believe the person who gave that testimony. There's no question there are unusual things going on out there. There's no question the U.S. government has not given all the information they could give us. There's no question that that is, I would say, inexcusable behavior, because I can't imagine what excuse you'd have for not giving us information on something that happened 20 years ago. We're going to try to get some more information today. I'm a little bit afraid if we don't get what we want today. We passed one bill that the administration had to turn it over unless the president found that there was, you know, top secret stuff there. We're going to have a new administration. I think Donald Trump will be more likely to release that information. But otherwise, Congress may have to pass a bill, which I was for all along, saying that going back, say, 20 years, we have to release all the information that's out there, because there are too many unusual things going on. The government admits they're unusual, be they drones, be they spacecraft, whatever, the responsible people have talked about seeing, and they're saying they can't talk about it. And I can maybe be bullied into the idea that there's something odd going on 2 years ago we can't hear about, either because it's some special technology the U.S. has or some other country.
National security type stuff.
Right. But when they say we can't release stuff that's 15 or 20 years ago, that's not credible. So we'll have to see what happens today. We have four witnesses, two witnesses part of the government, and we'll see whether they give us the information that I hope they give us. And if they go back into this, well, national security, I think we should pass a bill through here and just say it has to be released. And like I said, I haven't talked to Donald Trump or his representatives on this, but he's kind of an anti-establishment guy. and I'm hoping more will be released under him.
Talking with Congressman Glenn Grothman, he's going to gavel in this subcommittee hearing, a joint hearing on UAPs today. You know, Eric asked a good question as we've been talking about it, Congressman. Like, why isn't this the top story on news everywhere? If
there's witness testimony that indicates there's tech and...
Right. If you have, either way you want it, either there's alien tech that we know about that's being suppressed by our government, or a bunch of people are going to Congress and lying about stuff like that. Either way, that's top story news.
Well, I think in Washington, the journalists are a little bit removed from reality, just like everybody else is here. I will tell you, there's no hearing. I get more questions about from back home. People come up to me. Than when we do one of these UAP hearings. And in Washington, it's perceived to be a fringe minor issue. Out there in the real world, people are very curious as to what's going on. And like I said, I know people who have seen unusual things. There was an incident in Waukesha like 30 years ago that a lot of people saw something unusual. But for some reason, we don't get the facts. And I'll agree with you. If the press corps made it a banner headline like they should, it would put more pressure on the government to release documents.
Congressman Grothman, you said that you weren't sure if you necessarily believe some of the testimony from earlier that they said that there is this alien life, space life that there's been interaction with here at home. Do you believe in some type of space life? Does that exist in your belief?
Well, I guess I'd say it wouldn't be shocking, would it? I mean, you got a big universe. On the other hand, something's going on that we're not being told about, right? The U.S. government is hiding something. That's incontrovertible. So hopefully we'll make some progress today.
Congressman, certainly appreciate your time and look forward to the results from today's hearing as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Yep. Bye.
And Eric, some of the folks testifying today, these aren't goofs looking to get on the next episode of Ancient Aliens, okay? You've got a former Defense Department official. You've got a guy who worked for NASA. You've got a retired Navy admiral. So these are people with credibility in the industry that are on the witness list
but
for today.
If you have some type of tech that could be used as a threat to you, the homeland, you know, Homeland Security and whatnot, why would you want that information out there knowing that another foreign adversary might be interested in that?
Well, if there is an incoming president ever that would be willing to spill it all, if he even has that authority to do, it would certainly be President-elect Trump. And you heard the congressman also talk about possibly passing legislation that would compel the government to release that info. What did the Bucks do better to get the win on that playoff court? Virtually everything. Sports at 7:45.
What you have to drink may be linked to how healthy you are or how unhealthy you are.
Researchers at Tulane School of Medicine have found a link between your alcoholic beverage of choice and diet. Their study finds beer drinkers tend to have the worst eating habits, exercise less, and smoke more cigarettes than people who opt for wine or hard liquor. The report finds lager lovers are more likely to be younger, male, and lower income, which could also account for diets lower in fiber and higher in carbs. Before you switch drinks, none of the groups comes close to the 80-point score considered an adequate diet on the 100-point healthy eating index. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All right, so it really doesn't matter.
I also like before you switch drinks, like, oh, well, so now I'm going to start drinking whiskey to be healthier. Like, just, it's not, it's an indicator.
It's a correlation that, yes.
Not necessarily causative.
Mm-hmm.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. At 7:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. This was a tragic story, and this morning, a call to action to help save lives. Remember from earlier this year, early morning, weekend fire, it spread to multiple homes on Milwaukee's near south side. A woman was killed, and a Milwaukee firefighter nearly died.
I am telling you, we were probably 30 seconds away from talking about planning a firefighter funeral.
30 seconds away from planning a firefighter funeral. That's Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky. Talking about the heroic rescue and near death of a firefighter, Ryan McMenamin, who'd become trapped inside one of these three burning homes early that morning. He was trying to save a woman who was also trapped inside. Was it a Sunday morning E? Does that sound right?
It sounds right.
So Ryan survived, and both he and Chief Lipsky are going to join us in studio at 8:10 this morning because they are on a mission. They want to be able to save more people and protect more firefighters, and they have a plan on how to do that. What it is they want to do and how they need your help, that's coming up this morning just after the top of the hour on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
At Pfizer Forum.
Milwaukee wins a defensive knuckle buster.
That's right. Say that again, Dave Kane.
Knuckle buster.
Thank you. Milwaukee forcing 21 turnovers, including 16 steals, as the Bucks beat the Toronto Raptors 99-85. Guard Pat Connaughton on the Bucks radio network after the game.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to find a way to win games. And we've prided ourselves on defense. It hasn't been up to the standard that we want it to be so far throughout the year. So no better time to start than the present.
And let's keep it going now. Gotta keep winning some of these games. They start the in-season tournament play with a win. It was the in-season game. That's why it was a blue floor at Pfizer. Giannis led the way, 23 points. Dame Lillard sat out because of a concussion. He might be back tonight, says Doc Rivers. Pistons in town tonight. Milwaukee and Detroit from Pfizer. I'm right here on WDTMJ Radio. Tip-off is 6. Buck shoot-around starts at 6 o'clock.
UWM basketball on the air
tonight.
Tip-off
at 7. I'm sorry. Tip-off at 7. Bucks at 6. Shoot-around.
Gotcha. Sorry. UWM is tipping off at 6 o'clock. It's a 5:30 pregame tonight on 101.7 The Truth. The Panthers playing Longwood University, the Lancers. And sports will be busy by week's end. You get the Packers getting back to practice today as they get set for the Bears. So I want to get this in today.
Oh, okay. You know what this means.
Get you in the mood a little bit. High school football playoff semifinals this weekend. So these teams are a heartbeat away from state and a trip to Camp Randall Stadium. All games will be at a neutral site. Division I, two teams from our area collide. Muskego and Mukwonago. That game is going to be in West Dallas.
Battle of the Titans.
Neighboring
right there.
Communities, fantastic. D2, the Owls of Slinger having a great season, taking on Lake Geneva Badger. That game's in Waukesha. Division III, a biblical matchup. Lutherans v. Catholics. Wisconsin Lutheran and Waukesha Catholic Memorial. The game's at Muskego. Going to be on the air here.
Yeah.
On WTMJ.
We are airing Preps High School football Friday night right here.
Division 4, number one seed, Racine St. Catharines versus Aquinas. That game's in Madison. No local teams in D5 to Division 6. Lomira has Bellevue. That game's in Oconomowoc. And finally to Division 7. Number one, Kenosha St. Joe's versus Potosi Cassville in Madison. Best of luck to all of our area teams as all those games kick off 7 p.m. on Friday.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill, and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. He forgot she dumped him. And it worked out. Got one for you today, Tausch.
All right.
So let me set it up for you. This is either a love story for the ages and something that will be the likes of a Hallmark movie somewhere down the road, or the greatest ruse and comeback following a breakup of all time. New York Post reports. Couple in Utah. They've been dating for a while. She breaks up with him and gives him the standard, it's not you, it's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?
So she said, just got a lot of things going in life. I don't have room for this relationship. They break up. She dumps him.
I am breaking up with you.
Okay. Next day, dude goes skiing. Remember, they're Utah, so big time downhill skiing. Tries a trick on the slopes and knocks himself out cold.
Ooh.
Ends up in the hospital, severe concussion, texts girl to come pick him up. She obliges, as she said, well, we did say we still wanted to be friends, so I guess like he needed a friend. So fast forward. They keep hanging out for weeks, presumably according to the girl, as friends. Girl realizes in this interim period that she still loves him and says, you know, maybe we should get back together. To which dude responds, what do you mean back together? We broke up.
He didn't remember.
Quickly summarizing here, but basically, dude claims he had no recollection of that breakup conversation the day prior to the concussion, just continued as status quo, and in the interim, she realizes he's the one.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. They got married.
So, a lot of things right. to unpack.
Let's
there.
Go.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah, I think when you look at this thing, whole picture, there's deception. There's, I guess, questions I would have for her is, yes, you're dating someone, you break up, and something tragic happens, obviously, with the concussion and the skiing accident. You're the person that they call, or you go and you take care of it. And then how do you pull back from that situation? And do you really think that she believed he didn't know? So there's like 15 great things, question. But when it comes down to it, this is a great love story, and I do believe I'm on board with the whole thing. It sounds like he loved her. She didn't know how good she had it until he was fully concussed. And as someone that had dealt with concussions, yeah. you want someone that will stick with you when times get a little tricky. And if it so happens like that movie with Sandler and you have to continue to reprove your love every day, which isn't the case here, I think it's a great love story. I don't think this is creepy. I'm on board. I hope Hallmark or... Is it, what's the other station that does all those holiday movies? There's Hallmark, and we'll stick with Hallmark. I think it's a great love story. I'm on board.
So as you mentioned, as a person who's been concussed, can you possibly imagine, like, dude just had no recollection of, like, I broke up with you?
No. But in fairness, my concussions that I had were not to that degree, and I'm not going to try and act like that couldn't happen, because in this world, everything can happen, but for it to play out the way it has, there's something doesn't seem 100% right. But if it was that big of a kick, did she make sure he got the note or that message? And then did he go out and was he super risky? Did he set this up to get her back?
Yes.
And play it that way. I think that's an angle we maybe haven't looked mm-hmm. at. Is this guy playing chess? And she was playing checkers, and she fell for the old castle move, and then she fell back, and she fell in love with him again.
Checkmate.
I'll show her. I'll get hurt on the ski slopes.
And then I'll have a major terrible. Concussion, and I'll act like nothing ever happened.
I was going to say, it's worth a shot. Anyone who's ever getting stumped now, they should at least try this once,
Eric, isn't this a better – because – listen, my wife loves the Hallmark love movies, and now my daughter is a big fan of them. That, you know, if you pull up your, like, DVR, and you'll see, and there's, what the heck is this? She starts taping every Hallmark love story, and everyone comes down to, I could kind of give you a quick synopsis. I'm not a monster fan, but I ain't gonna lie to you. It's the holiday season. I'll watch one. It's fun. Here's the main gist of these stories. Good-looking high school quarterback moves back into town.
Yep.
Young lady that they were in high school, she owns a coffee shop. He's selling Christmas trees. They accidentally bump into each other, and bam, there's your movie.
You can
this is a lot better plot twist than that.
High school quarterback takes over the family hardware store business, whatever. She goes off to New York to be some sort of fancy executive, but has to come
fashion
in for a funeral
mob,
or a wedding or something, and just happens to drop in the old general store there on Main Street.
Yep.
Gotta go get some screws and bolts to put that tree up, and the next thing you know, you're coming over for Christmas and you get married 6 months later.
All right, well,
but they never go. I don't know how many of these Hallmark movies ends up on, like, the divorce court TV show. Like, that, they should, if they're smart, they would start, like, sequeling them in. And when you get into, like, the divorce, I don't know if there's a divorce season, but, you know, April, May, and just kind of streamline the whole deal.
Those would be on a different channel. Thanks, Dosh.
Yeah, for sure.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?